Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We know the rising cost of living is hitting all our pockets, and last week we spoke to restaurant owners about the difficulties they're facing. Today we're looking at farming and how the prices going up are impacting on farmers around the country. And I'm joined now by Helena Coughlin, a beef and dairy farmer in County Cork, by Darren Brady, a pig farmer in County Westmeath, and Shane Beattie, a tillage farmer in County Kildare. Thank you all for being with us this morning. Darren, I'm going to start with you because you're farming pigs, as I said, in County Westmeath. Smith. Just take us through how long you've been doing that, how big the farm is and so on.
Hi Claire, how's it going? I've been farming myself the last 5 years along with my father, who has been farming for the last 40 years here in Killucan, County Westmeath. Mm-hmm. We're running a 700 sow unit fully integrated from birth to finish.
So now the biggest price pinch point for you, Darren, on the farm at the moment, what's been changing? What's costing you the most money?
Yeah, so I suppose traditionally, Claire, feed for the pigs will be the highest cost on the farm, representing about 76% of the costs traditionally. So the cost of feed has completely spiraled out of control over the last, I suppose, 6 to 9 months for a various number of reasons. And then We have every other cost on the spouse. We call them non-feed costs. The main three be energy, healthcare, and then labour. And then costs also have risen in the last number of months, and resulting in a lot of money being lost on pig farms at the minute, which okay. is
when
disappointing.
When you look at the pig at the end of the process, the feed for that pig makes up what percentage of the cost of rearing it?
The feed at the minute at the cost of, is about 96%. It's just under the price of the pig is barely covering the cost of feed at the minute. Mm-hmm. We've only 4 cents a kilo left for the costs after we sell the pig.
You've 4 cents a kilo. That's your profit.
Yeah. That's all that's left to cover non-feed costs such as electricity, so heat, healthcare, and labour.
So you're down. You're coming out of this at a loss.
Yeah, the figures at the minute are we're losing about €40 on every pig sold.
That's not sustainable.
No, it's not sustainable at all. It's a very tough time for pig farmers at the minute, unfortunately.
And what do you see happening? I mean, you can't keep going doing that.
No, unfortunately, Claire, a lot of pig farmers have gone out of business in the last number of weeks. It's estimated somewhere between 10 and 20% have gone out of business. And there will be a shortage of pigs in the future. And I suppose the only thing that we can see that resolve it is the price of food has to go up on the shelves. We don't see the price of feed coming down in the short term too soon, unfortunately.
Well, you know now consumers and shoppers will say, I see the price of food going up already on the shelves.
Yeah, and we see that ourselves as farmers. We have seen it gone up a small bit, but I suppose what we've been told and the data we've been given is that food has risen in Ireland on average about 3.5%. That's about half of the EU inflation on food, and it's one of the lowest in the world, as some of the other countries around the world have gone as high as 8%.
All right, well, let's get Helena in here now. Helena Coughlin in North Cork. Helena, you're very welcome. You've a dairy and beef farm. So you heard Darren there outlining that the feed is the big problem for him. Is it the same for yourself, or what's causing you the biggest headache at the moment?
Hi Claire, thanks. Yeah, to be fair, pretty much everything has gone up. Our main inputs to have jumped so high would be feed, fertilizer, and power, electricity, fuel, that sort of thing. We'd be looking at the moment, our fertilizer bill has gone up about 300%, our meal has gone up about 40%, and everything else then is rising about 20 to 30% depending. So like we'll say, for instance, our fertilizer bill since January has increased at least 38,500 since January alone, and we'd be very lucky in that we bought fertilizer there towards the tail end of last year when there was a slightly lower price on it than there is now.
So that's a huge jump. And
supply was an issue there as well. You know, if you could get it, you were paying insane prices, but that's if you could get it.
What about the electricity then, the fuel, the contractors this year compared to last year?
Fuel is up at least €5,000 spending on our farm. Electricity is up about €3,500. Contractors, do you know, we didn't even ask them because their fuel bills skyrocketed. We're looking at a minimum of 20% increase on that because, look, it is a necessity for us. We're going to have to pay it. Do you know, we're just going to have to, you know, tighten somewhere and find some way of paying for it because... these are things that are absolute necessities to the farm. Okay. And I know consumers are very worried about their increasing cost of food, but at the end of the day, the environmentally friendly way we produce food has to be paid for in some way.
Yeah, and we may be facing increased prices at the tills for a sustained period.
Yeah.
Stay with us, Helena. Shane, also tillage farmer. And Shane, you're very welcome. You're a young farmer. You're only in your 20s, but you have been farming full-time for the last 5 years. Is that right?
Yeah, hi, Claire. Yeah, I've been farming since I left Ag College this year with my father and my uncle. Here in Kildare, and it's not a thing you won't do it if you don't love it. That's the only thing I will say.
And what are you doing? You're crop farming, is that it?
Yeah, we're tillage farmers, so we grow a variety of crops there. We have about 800 acres of crops there now at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You'll be coming into a busy season now soon.
Yeah, we're not too far off it now. We're about 6 weeks away, maybe. The first of it might start, depending on the weather.
So for you then, the major cost must be fuel with a farm that size.
Fuel is a major cost, but also fertiliser is a major cost, like, to get the yields that we would be hoping for. Like, fertiliser's trebled, quadrupled to what it was last year. That's a massive cost, and you've got your chemicals that go on it as well. They're all risen.
Yes.
Fuel is a major one, and the fertiliser is a major issue.
Will you talk me through the increased fuel cost? Because Helena gave us a sense of the fertiliser, and we can see that that's huge. The increase is massive there. But just on the fuel side, Shane, will you talk us through the increases that you're facing?
I suppose last year fuel was about 50 cent plus the VAT. So your average tractor will take about 300 litres. Now, in a day, a tractor will burn close on that in a day, if not more. So your cost is doubled per day. It's now £1.15 we paid for their last, plus the VAT. So it's double. Like, on a good day, you would have four tractors going and maybe a combine. Like, you won't see, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 litres go. Like,
yeah, and people think now, you see, because you're using the green agricultural diesel, that it's not too bad, but it has doubled, according to what you've just told us there.
Oh, yeah, like, well, you fill a tractor, you'd be lucky to get a day's work out between the ploughing and the sowing and putting the crop in the ground and then harvesting it and every other bit that goes with it. It's not a cheap operation.
You've another cost as well when it comes to fuel. This is the AdBlue additive. Why do you need that?
So that's to reduce emissions. All new tractors have AdBlue. So you add it in so it goes into the exhaust to reduce emissions out of these new tractors. So that's like a cube of that used to be, I think, €330 around that. For 1,000 litres, it's now 1,100 for something that the tractor can run without, but we use it because it's better for the environment. Like.
Okay. So what is going to happen? I mean, as I was saying to Darren there at the start, if you're operating at a loss, and I don't know whether you would say you're operating at a loss just yet, Shane, but how do you sustain this?
Well, this year, in a way, our prices have gone up. So they have. They've gone from, there were 200 last year, I think. The last price I got was $3.35 for a tonne of barley there. But that's simply because of the war in Ukraine, that they cannot get their grain out. So if they got their grain out, like, our price could drop to 200 again and we'd be at a massive loss.
Mm-hmm. So are you stable enough now because it's gone up per tonne?
Well, it has jumped significantly, but that could drop in the morning. If they get that grain out, it can drop. See, we're at the mercy of the international markets here with our grain. So I think we're only 37% sufficient for our animal feed here in this country. So a lot of it's imported for our animals, and then you're into other all sort of, you know, genetically modified and all them sort of crops, whereas you'd be far better off with the native crops. But we're okay at the moment, but if it drops, if they get that grain out, we'd be in serious trouble.
It's the uncertainty, isn't it?
Yeah, the uncertainty there is for us, and that's the same every year.
Yeah, and Shane, coming back to you, are you seeing a shortage of grain in this country to feed your animals?
I suppose this year, yes, because a lot of farmers reduced their fertiliser. Like this year, we didn't put out fertiliser, we put out slurry on the crops, so we only put 10% of the fertilizer we'd usually put out this year, so that will have an impact on crop yield.
Mm-hmm. And Helena, just Helena, to come back to you, because we're hearing from other sectors about staff shortages. You know, it's very hard to get anyone to come and work in a restaurant, for example. Shifts are difficult to fill. Hours are being curtailed as a result, opening hours. Is that affecting your business?
It isn't affecting my business because we're lucky enough in that I'm in a partnership with my parents. So we have enough labour on my farm. All of my neighbours are under severe pressure for help on farm. It's very difficult for people. They're constantly advertising, you know, maybe trying to put the word out locally. Does anybody have maybe a TY student that wants to work weekends even? Do you know, anything that will get help for them, because they're under savage pressure from every direction, between financial, between weather pressures. And, they're, you know, farmers, especially a lot of dairy farmers, are absolutely exhausted coming off the back of a very busy spring calving season. So turning around then and not being able to find any help to maybe take a day off here and there is incredibly difficult, and is just adding more to the high pressure environment we're living in.
Okay, well, I see just some news coming into us that inflation across the Eurozone is estimated to have risen to another record level of 8.1% in May. This is according to a Eurostat flash estimate just published. It says that energy inflation rose again to 39.2% on an annual basis. 39.2%, while food inflation, which we've just been discussing, rose to 7.5%. They're extraordinary figures. We'll leave that one there, though. Helena, Darren and Shane, thank you very much for talking to us about the cost of living rises in the farming business. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.